Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Professor, how can parents help their children in character development, like, you know, fostering positive character traits, like including gratitude, forgiveness, empathy, or like generosity, even responsibility and self-discipline?
Yes, as we have been mentioning before in previous episodes, that the important thing is to provide role models and to explain to them how the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam behaved in their relationships with others and even themselves. So in all the examples that we find, characters that we have in Islam, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, all of them are examples of the traits that are there,
right,
have to be there. So our children should get acquainted with the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. The Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. Those two precious things. That the Holy Prophet has left behind for us. And they are to remain together. Their remaining together doesn't mean that you hold the Holy Quran in one hand and maybe another book of the Ahlul Bayt in the other hand. No, that is not something which is, that's just metaphorical. The important thing is these two are interconnected.
Okay.
They cannot be separated. If you want to understand the Quran, you need to know the Ahlul Bayt. If we want to know the Ahlul Bayt, we need to understand the Quran. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the practical manifestation of the Quran.
Right.
So we need to our children to learn the Quran. We need to our children to understand the Quran. They should be able to recite the Quran. They should be able to memorize the Quran. They should be able to think deeply about the Quran. Then they should be able to relate the Quranic teachings to the behavior of the Ahlul Bayt in Islam, how they behaved,
right,
and how their whole life was for the sake of the Quran, to implement the Quran. There weren't two types of lives they had, one type secular, the other religious. No, all of their lives was for the sake of the Holy Quran and the implementation of the Holy Quran in all their lives. So our children need to understand both of these things. From day one, they need to be taught about them. Whether it is peace or war, whether it is economic issues, whether it is social issues, whether it is political issues, all of them have to be understood under the umbrella of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
If we want to discuss about our personal issues, we refer to the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. If we want to discuss about our society and we want to talk to our children about them, then we go to the Holy Quran and find what the message of the Holy Quran is about our society today. For example, in many countries you have social issues, you have political issues, you have economic problems. The problem with our society is that we are looking for solutions, man-made solutions to problems that can only be solved by referring to the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. How do we do that? We need to go to the Ahlul Bayt, and we need to study the example, and we need to study how they manage the affairs of the Ummah and how they implemented the Quran. So how do we do that? We need to first start off ourselves, and then we need to find our children and guide our children towards teachers and scholars who can teach them about the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. This is important.
Right.
It's not like it shouldn't be, look, we do something for them when they go to school, that's something, and going to a madrasa or a maktab is something else. It should be come together. This dichotomy should be removed. I emphasize on the fact that everything should be done under the guidance of the Quran. Even if we want to establish a society where everyone is working towards one goal, and that is Tawheed. And to implement the message of Tawheed, we have to cling on to the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And whether in any field. So our children from day one understand the fact that even if they're going to do some job, even if they're going to when they grow up, they need to find a profession for themselves.
Right.
They need to work for an earning. It should be for the sake of the way the Quran has asked us. The Ahlul Bayt has done so.
Exactly. Professor, we'll discuss more on this topic with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Syed Salman Akavi, and we're discussing about character development in children, and Professor is helping us.
So the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam provide us examples for all aspects of our lives. For example, when we talk about the special relationship with Allah Almighty, when we talk about praying to Allah, when we talk about fasting, when we talk about these, it's very clear that everything that is there, which we need, is available in the Quran, and with the help of the Ahlul Bayt, we can understand that. And the books that have been written by our scholars also are based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. So our children should be groomed in the fact that everything, every guidance we need is from the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
And even if we want to go out for something, doing some social activities, economic activities, especially how to deal with other people. I mean, we say all the time, yes, it's very important to be very, very nice to other people. You need to be polite. You need to be kind. You need to be generous. Yes, that is one aspect. There's no doubt about it. But let me ask you a question. Is it only speaking nicely and politely to people is ethical or moral? Praying and offering salah, isn't something ethical and moral?
Of course.
Of course it is.
The prayers itself, the salat itself, that we should not have pride.
But the moment we say to our children or for ourselves also, we need to be good people. Sometimes some parents are saying, oh, you need to be a good person. You need to be polite. You need to be kind. You need to be generous. Yes, that's important. No, that is important. There's no doubt about it. But on the other hand,
obligatory things should not be taken
whatever
lightly.
Allah Almighty has asked us to do in the form of these ritualistic worships that we carry out, they are also based on morals. And
so what are you trying to say? The problem with the parents today is that we most of the times focus on how a child should be nice in the society, how should be polite, how should be forgiving, how should be generous, rather than we should have, these are important things that should be taken care of. But more important than them is to have the knowledge of religious obligations, the wajibat that are there.
I just want to say that this separation between seeing these are ethical and moral values that every human being has to follow, these actions of worship, these are specific actions which are For those who are religious people, they take care of those. No.
It's
for everyone. This is religious. This is both are religious
and
both are moral and ethical.
Right. And both go hand in hand. We'll discuss more with you on
And especially, topic. I just want to emphasize on the fact that sometimes you can't be polite to people. Sometimes, for example, the Quran says about the mu'mineen, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ أَشِدَّوا عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. We have to be hard against the...
Towards those who are non-believers, right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you on the topic after a short break. Tell listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're discussing about character development in children. Professor, you're saying that, first of all the guidances, all the insights that we are instilling in our children should be taken from Quran and Ahlul Bayt, who are the most precious things left behind by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And we should cling on them ourselves, and also we should take all guidances for our children from these two precious things. Next, you said that once we have morality, ethics, the religious obligations of worship should go hand in hand with the ethics and morals.
Exactly. I want to say, whatever the ethical and moral principles that are maybe universally accepted, that is something religious itself. Religion is nothing more than that. I mean, all the precepts of religion are moral and based on moral issues,
right.
Ethical issues and principles. And is even the religious actions that we carry out, the specific ritualistic, liturgical, devotional practice which we do carry out, that is also based on ethical issues. For example, when we talk about salah, in the true form of praying is inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Now, the true salah, the pure salah, entails that we refrain from carrying out things which are wrong.
Right.
So they are much interconnected. Sometimes being polite to others is moral, is ethical and moral. Sometimes being harsh, for example, there's a person who's carried out a crime. Now you can't be polite to a criminal. You need to punish him, and that is based on ethical principles.
Right.
For example, if you...
So being good all the time is not recommended.
Being humble, yes, you are. But you need to be humble before your parents. You need to be humble before those who are...
Senior to you.
Senior to... But a bully comes down and you start being humble. That's not going to happen.
That's not recommended.
You need to be stand up to him then. So, I mean, so we can't say all the time, if you're humble, if you're polite, if you're generous, then that's good. Sometimes you're generous. I mean, people walking on the road, you're going and there's a beggar and he shows off himself to be a very, person in dire need. And you throw your heart out and you give him so much money. And the other day you find out, no, he's an imposter.
He's richer than you.
Yes, he's richer than me. And the problem is that, no, we're not supposed to shut them up, or we're not allowed to from masala fala tanhar. We don't want to make them run away. We're not supposed to be harsh upon them, but giving them generously more than what they require, that is also not correct. So we need to be balanced in everything we do. So we need to teach our children ethics and principles in a balanced way. Generosity, being polite, being humble, being kind to others, yes, important. But sometimes the manifestation of kindness and mercy is sometimes in the form of a harsh thing. For example, if you want to treat your child, you want to be kind to him, but you give him a bitter pill.
Right. Right. Well, those were very important things that we need to take care in character development of children. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIP English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you can find an archive of our programs there. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.